You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, everybody. Quick reminder before the episode to please join our Patreon.
Please and thank you. You can find us at patreon.com/tossedpopcorn. We put a lot of extra fun bonus content up there. You don't want to miss it. Please go and subscribe.
We recently added a video of Liana looking at De Niro's bush.
So oh, I forgot that that's up there.
You can get more stuff like that. Also, please rate us 5 stars if you love us and you love Bush.
Mm. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, it really continues to make a big difference. We need that momentum to keep going. Please and thank you. Spread the word about Tossed Popcorn. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your middle school crushes, tell everybody. Okay, here's the episode.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And me? I'm Liana Holston.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast. The podcast where two idiots watch every film on the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time, the very slightly less racist 10th anniversary edition.
That's right. This podcast is a safe space for people who don't know anything about movies. Today, we're watching North by Northwest.
Not that I mind a slight case of abduction now and then, but I have tickets for the theater this evening.
Number 55 on the AFI list. Warning, there will be spoilers about this directional old film.
Yes. Liana, have you seen North by Northwest?
Of course not. Oh, by now, yes.
Have you seen it? That's a trick question.
She got me again. No, I hadn't seen it before. I didn't know. I knew Butchin was in it.
Yes.
I didn't know anything else about it. Actually, let me play you my prediction. Of the film.
Good morning, Sienna.
Good morning.
It's Liana.
Oh.
I'm about to watch North by Northwest, which I know is Hitchcock.
Okay.
I know it is our Butchin boy.
Yes.
Cary Grant. And I think this is the plane movie where the plane chases.
Oh, Liana is looking very proud.
So if I had to predict anything,
she is posing.
Maybe it's about a sentient biplane finally getting its revenge. Love you. Bye.
I went a little whimsical at the end.
JJ the jet plane style.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Had you seen this in any classes or anything?
I am sure.
Okay.
I think in some film class I took in college. It's also, I think it probably every Oscars they play the clip of him running away from the plane, and they're like, oh, cinema.
People threw ass.
People threw for so that much ass plane for that specific scene. Biplane scene.
Bi?
That plane was bi.
Okay. Very brave. You know who else was bi? Cary Grant.
Really?
Famously bi boy.
Oh my God, I didn't Google him at all. I love that.
Oh, good for him. Bi is the plane he ran away from.
That's really good.
Well, Liana, would you like to hear my prediction?
I would love to.
You're going
to
hate it.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember much, but I remember what I was eating, and you're going to hate this prediction.
Was it eggs again?
No.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Wait, was it tuna?
No.
Can I guess one more?
Yes.
Is it something that you eat often?
It's the same energy as tuna and eggs.
Was it a smoothie?
No.
Okay. Let's find out.
All right.
Hi, Liana. This is Sienna. I am eating a Slim Jim, and it is super hot outside, but I'm also about to watch North by Northwest. I know that our boy, Mr. Cary Grant, Cary Butchin Grant himself was going to be in this. I also think it might be an Alfie Hitchy movie, so it will probably be thrilling. A thriller, if you will. I know that there's a plane scene... when a plane flies low over some dry grass.
Yeah.
Because you know we had to watch that scene in film classes galore.
Yeah.
All right, I love you. Goodbye.
Wow, I really had to turn down my volume for that prediction. You came in hot. I don't think I've seen Slim Jim Sienna before. I don't think you really eat that around me.
Changes me.
Yeah.
I just think there's something about eggs, tuna, and Slim Jim all seem like something that a Kit Kittredge hobo would eat.
Well, Sienna.
Yes.
So I wonder if you are able to do, probably not because you don't have one on hand, but like a Slim Jim summary.
Oh.
Which I think is just, you were talking so fast.
Talking so fast. I might have to do that for this one, so we'll see what happens.
Great.
North by Northwest. Chaboy Hitchcock is at it again. New York City ad man Thornhill, played by Cary Grant, gets mistaken for an elusive agent named Kaplan and kidnapped by a bad guy named Van Damme and his cronies. Nobody believes Thornhill when he tries to tell them that he was kidnapped, and as he seeks to get to the bottom of the mystery, he only gets framed for worse and worse crimes. Thornhill meets a woman on a train named Eve.
Yep.
Who turns out to be helping the bad guys, but also helping the good guys. In the end, he clears his name and gets married. And I'm pretty sure the Northwest part is that they all go to South Dakota. The end. Yes!
Great summary, very clean.
Thank you.
Yeah, the power of a Slim Jim.
Yep. Liana.
Yes.
I would love... Oh, it sounds like you've eaten one. I would love to hear the historical context on North by Northwest.
Okay. A slim hello to all of you, and welcome to the historical context section for North by Northwest, a 1959 film. Directed by Alfred Hitchcock, as we know. It was meant to be like the Hitchcock picture to end all Hitchcock pictures. Ugh. The writer of it was like, it's going to be so Hitchcock. I was like, what does that mean? That's like a different blonde woman. Okay. There was, because this was a 1959 movie, it was still sort of in the code years. So a line in the movie, I don't know if you clocked this in the train scene. Eve says something, but her mouth looks kind of fucked up while she says it. And
oh,
I was like,
no.
What happened?
What was that?
And it turns out they had to dub a line. So the line, I never discuss love on an empty stomach, was originally, I never make love on an empty stomach.
Okay.
But the censors were like, no.
They let them get away with other things.
It was very spicy, but that was too far. Too risque, according to the censors. Just this year, this calendar year, on the Gregorian calendar, Time Out magazine named North by Northwest the greatest thriller ever made. So wow. People continue to throw ass for it for some reason.
Oh.
A little birth year moment. Cary Grant, born in 1904. Eva Marie Saint, who plays his love interest, born in 1924.
Whoa!
Jesse Royce Landis, who plays Cary Grant's mother, born 8 years before Cary Grant.
Oh my gosh. Wait, Cary Grant was like 55 in this?
That was such impressively quick math.
Oh, no, it's because I looked up how old she was, because I always look up how old the actresses are.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I can feel safe.
He was 50. That's why he, I think that's why he was extra crispy in the movie.
Uh-huh. I looked up why he's so tan, and there were no answers, except for that they were like, he loved to tan. It was so important for him to have tan skin.
Yeah.
He spent so much time in the sun.
Wow. That was a real era for white people, just getting so tan.
He just burned himself up.
Yeah. The title of the film, North by Northwest. Before, there were many iterations of ideas of what to call the movie. One idea was The Man on Lincoln's Nose.
It would make more sense.
Yeah, but it'd be so stupid. Other people think maybe the title is pulled sort of from a line from Hamlet,
okay,
the play, in which he's talking to his friends Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, saying, I am but mad north-northwest. When the wind is southerly, I know a hawk from a handsaw. Talking about the unreliability of his movements, and he was just, he was being a weirdo.
Right.
Essentially.
Right, being a freak.
His friends were like, why are you being a freak? And he's like, no, I'm not being weird.
I'm not a freak.
When I'm normal, I'm very normal. The crop duster scene in North by Northwest. It was a Naval Aircraft Factory N3N biplane.
Okay.
Plane that was by. Those were built from 1935 to 1942 for military service. Because I was like, why is this crop plane shooting bullets?
That was surprising.
This man? I don't think you need to shoot crops. Like, I don't think that's a thing.
That one's bad.
Get it up. The Naval Aircraft Factory N3N was the last biplane in military service. They were like, all right, we got to stop doing biplanes in war. That's not, come on. It was retired in 1959, the year that this movie came out. And then many were purchased post-war by agricultural aerial spraying firms. So that's why this actually was just like a farm plane that was previously a war plane.
That's fascinating.
It actually makes sense. Okay. Mount Rushmore.
Uh-huh. All right. Yeah.
Okay, you guys.
Let's hear this energy.
Come on. Carved on the granite face of a mountain in the Black Hills between the years 1927 to 1941, to say it has a checkered history would be a bit of an understatement. It is built on sacred native land. It was sculpted by a man with ties to the KKK.
Yeah.
The Lakota called it Six Grandfathers Mountain. It had been a place for prayer and devotion for Native people of the Great Plains. Donovan Sprague, who is the head of the history department at Sheridan College in Wyoming and a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe, says, quote, it's the center of the universe for our people. And in 1868, the U.S. government actually recognized this in the Treaty of Fort Laramie, in which they gave the Lakota exclusive use of the Black Hills. They were like, wow. We acknowledge that this is a sacred space for your people. Here, have at it. 1868, that happened. By 1877, the U.S. had broken that treaty because it turned out there was gold in the region.
It's so depressing when we go back on things.
It sucks so much. It remains a protest site today. I mean, come on. They carved four white guys'
Could
faces into
be
it.
More
absolutely
insulting.
Unhinged. The sculptor, again, the guy with ties to the KKK, they originally had talked about putting explorers, I think like a member of a First Nations tribe had been floated as like one of the faces to put on the mountain talking about the history of the West. And the sculptor was like, no, this is going to be a testament to American exceptionalism. We are going to put presidents who were instrumental in the country's expansion on this mountain. It sucks. Like, it just sucks.
It also was literally like just for tourism. Yeah, like
yeah,
nobody asked for it. He was just like, yeah, we need to get more people coming to South Dakota.
I think that's right. The land has not been given back, nor has anything been done to add like a new face, acknowledging the past. Like, it's a very sort of surface level, like America site, even today.
Ugh.
And the reason I bring that up is because Mount Rushmore is a huge location at the climax of this film.
Right. Lincoln's nose.
Lincoln's the man on Lincoln's nose. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Finally.
Okay.
Something called Operation Mincemeat.
Okay. All right.
So the premise of the movie, North by Northwest.
Yeah.
the CIA has invented a fake agent.
Yes.
To kind of do some espionage.
Right.
British intelligence kind of did this during World War II.
Of course it's British when they used the name mincemeat.
Sienna, they made a Netflix movie about this, which I didn't know, and it came out this year, and it stars Colin Firth.
No.
And I am so excited to watch it.
Yes!
I don't care if it's bad or not. I gotta watch Operation Mincemeat. It's called Operation Mincemeat. Okay, so the purpose of this operation was to disguise a 1943 Allied invasion of Sicily. They dressed a corpse as a major in the Royal Marines, so a bit different. They didn't invent a fake person who didn't actually exist. They took the body of a person and made up like a fake identity for them. The body was a body of a homeless laborer who had swallowed rat poison.
Oh, God.
And they dressed them up as a major in the Royal Marines. Gave the corpse a false identity of Captain Acting Major William Martin and included identifying documents and other sort of evidence like a ticket to the theater and a receipt for an engagement ring and a photo of his fiance on his person. And also on his person, in addition to those, they planted documents purporting that the targets for the upcoming invasion were Greece and Sardinia, and that Sicily was meant to be sort of a feint, like a fake out landing place. On April 30th of 1943, the body of quote unquote Martin was quote launched into the sea. End quote. From the submarine HMS Serif.
Oh my God.
It drifted off the Spanish coast for like a mile and then was recovered by Spanish authorities, who then passed these secret documents along to German intelligence officers. Nazi sympathizers in Spain passed these secret documents along. And as a result, Germans doubled the number of troops sent to Sardinia and had many more transferred to Greece and the Balkans. So, on the 9th of July of 1943, when the Allies invaded Sicily, it was a huge surprise to the Germans.
But we found this corpse in the sea.
This corpse was launched.
You're telling me someone just launched this here?
What, you're telling me a guy drank rat poison and now we have to go back to Sicily? And the island of Sicily was fully captured by the Allies in just over a month. Operation Mincemeat, baby.
Okay, extremely crafty. Disrespectful to the dead.
Wow. And that is the end of the historical context for North by Northwest.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Are you a fictional government agent created for Cold War reasons? We'll be right back.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Now, Sienna.
Yes?
At what point did you remember that this is a woman we had seen before?
Immediately.
Mm.
I was so excited to see her.
Well, great job.
Our leading lady from On the Waterfront.
Uh-huh.
When did you, Liana, figure out that Eva...
Oh, okay. When they were playing the title cards and I saw Eva Marie Saint, Ava Marie Saint, I was like, "That's that name... We've seen it before."
Okay. Today,
when Google imaging her, one photo came up where her hair was much more like it was in On the Waterfront, which is not much different from how it was in this film. And I was like, oh, the water, the pigeons, the pigeon movie. I knew it.
The pigeon woman.
The pigeon priest woman. Yes. All right, everybody. Now it is time for phone notes, in which we read the notes that the other person took on their phone while watching this film. I continue to be disappointed by Hitchcock films because I always think they're going to be spooky.
You love intrigue.
I want to be spooked.
You want to be intrigued.
Okay, my two things that I want this autumn.
Yeah.
I want to be spooked and I want my cheeks to be clapped respectfully.
Liana said that off mic before this and it sent me into orbit. That's what's on her mood board.
My mood board.
Please respect that.
A bit of spook, and separately, I don't want my cheeks to be clapped in a spooky way. That needs to be respectful.
That wouldn't be respectful.
This is very spooky, the way that my cheeks are being clapped right now. I love when we have the same thought. You wrote, "Why is this guy so obsessed with calling his mom?" Well, and I wrote,
"This guy really needs to get in contact with his mom." He was freaking out.
He was like, "I have to call my mom. I gotta get her."
He was talking to his adult secretary.
It's not gonna be a child. I get what you mean. But that's not quite right as the critique. That's not the thing that's
annoying
about it.
Sometimes you have a thought, you gotta start talking.
See where it goes. What do you do? I'm an adult secretary. I only draw penises.
Okay, yes. The way that he is able to get kidnapped so effectively,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how they planned this, but he's getting out of the car and he yells to his secretary. He's like, "Please call my mom," which I guess he's supposed to do every day. And then he's like, "Wait, no, my mom's in Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to call her."
Mm-hmm.
And then he runs in and he's like, "Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so distracted. I just don't know how my secretary is going to try to call my mom and she's not going to be home."
She's not home. And I was like, the stakes aren't that high.
I don't understand.
When somebody's not at home.
The stakes of that.
No, he was very concerned.
He was flipping out. And as we know, it's not like his mom was on the brink of death. She was 5 years older than him.
They just had to go to the theater. Worst case, they could have just met at the Winter Garden Theater.
Yeah. But he freaks out,
mm-hmm.
stands up, starts walking to a phone,
uh-huh.
and two cronies grab him.
Yeah.
They say, "You're not going anywhere."
He is trying to flag down a server at the restaurant to be like, "I have to send a wire to my mom."
Yeah.
While the server is saying, Kaplan, and is anybody Kaplan? So while he's flagging him down and the guy comes over, the cronies are watching that and thinking, "Oh, okay, that's Kaplan. That's who we're going to grab."
I didn't know.
I know.
I was like, man, they are just set on this guy.
When you said how he's able to get kidnapped, I was like, okay, I understand.
Not for a second that I questioned.
There was a disconnect.
No question in my mind.
So you thought they meant to kidnap this guy the whole time?
Yeah, I figured looked like his description or something. I don't know.
They make a point later to be like, "Look how short this guy's suit is."
Yeah, I thought that was strange.
Oh.
And then they were like, "You're taller than we thought." Yeah, I don't know. Even now I'm going back and it wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
So just so you know, while watching this film, you don't have to have all the information.
No.
It still clicks.
And they do. I'm going to jump right to the scene at the CIA where they explain the entire exposition of the film.
You mean the scene where they go, exposition, exposition?
Mm-hmm.
No, exposition, exposition.
How are you? Did you do okay in that scene?
I have the rewind button, so... It's installed on my remote.
It's installed. Did you rewind?
Oh. Can you do sort of an impression of what it was like since you have a good grasp on sort of what happened? Like, they were like...
They were like, all right, CIA meeting, here we all are, and we have to talk about this fake person we've made up named Kaplan. Now, Kaplan is fake. He's not real, but we booked a hotel room for him, and we had a suit pressed, and we made phone calls on his behalf. Now, unfortunately, this other taller man has now been mistaken for Kaplan, and we were going to get him out of it, but then somebody got knifed at the UN. So, now, we can't do anything, because that guy is going to pretend to be Kaplan so that this bad guy we're chasing after thinks that Kaplan is real. Great meeting, really good scene in a film. I loved it.
And then a character goes, we all know that.
And then a woman goes, what do we do? And that is cinema.
Oh my gosh, wait, this is a great question.
Thank you.
You've said, Sienna, do you think you'd crack jokes while kidnapped?
What would you do?
I was also wondering, what would you do?
This is our segment, What would you do? If you were trying to call your mom while having a bougie lunch and then inadvertently got kidnapped and taken to a very gorgeous mansion upstate.
He was having fun. He was making the most of the situation.
Witticisms were flying.
One thing I will give, I'm going to give one thing to Hitchcock.
Uh-oh.
Quippy dialogue.
Yeah, but he doesn't write the movies.
What?
This movie was written by a guy named like Ethan or something.
I know I've had that awareness. I've known he hasn't written them.
Oh my god.
But I also like refuse to accept that information.
It's maybe like a co-creating thing, but yeah. There definitely was a writer.
It is his vibe in all the things he makes. A clever sort of British take here.
Mm-hmm.
A clever little British way of saying that here.
Yeah.
You know. And Cary Grant was slinging them.
One where they lock him in the room, they're like, wait here. And he's like, oh, good, I'll catch up on my reading.
Yeah.
And it's just a room full of books. And I was like,
He was making it very fun. I think it was inspiring to me. I'd like to do that if I am kidnapped. And when they gave him the stuff to drink, you know I would have just drunk it myself. 100%.
I could not believe that he didn't die.
Okay. I thought they had some more clever way of, like, they were going to do something to make him fall asleep. They just wanted to give him alcohol poisoning.
They fed him so much bourbon.
Yeah. When he wouldn't cooperate.
Maybe a pint?
When he wouldn't cooperate, they said, all right, we're going to get this bottle. And they poured a shot.
It was fully like a Guinness-sized glass. And they just kept pouring. And then the scene ended. And I was like, whoa!
And then he's super drunk.
And I guess the plan was that they were going to fake like a drunk driving accident off a cliff in a Mercedes. And I also was like, first of all, where are these cliffs in upstate New York? I didn't know about these. Maybe they're there. I just don't know.
Think about that.
Of course. I love that you've written jokes on you. Mid-century businessmen are amazing drunk drivers.
He killed it.
And he didn't kill anyone.
They released him into the wild to drive off a cliff and he was like...
He really went like sport mode. It was like watching an Audi commercial.
He literally drove until he wasn't drunk anymore. He just kept driving. He drove
for
so long.
I was like, he's going to sober up by the end of this. And then he got pulled over. But
it was crazy.
I couldn't believe nobody died.
He is arrested, of course.
Yes,
taken into custody. Yeah, you've said what I also wondered, which is, okay, why is his mom there?
I didn't know why his mom needed to be there. His first phone call was to her, and that made sense. She went and bailed him out. But then after the trial, the detectives go back to the house where he was kidnapped with him and also his mom. She's just there to, like, bully him.
Yeah. She is a disapproving and extremely skeptical mother. Because she just kept being like,
I don't believe it. My son's an idiot.
I hate my son.
I hate my son.
Don't trust a word he
man
says.
I know. You should definitely arrest and try to kill him.
They didn't even imply that, like, he's usually really reckless or anything. She was just like, I hate him.
Yeah, he probably did it.
Okay, Liana, you've said, take me to the United Nations. One does not simply walk into Mordor. Okay, that's the Lord of the Rings reference.
I couldn't believe that scene.
When
he got knifed through the air, and then Cary Grant was like, oh no, you've been stabbed. And then the whole room was like, Cary Grant stabbed that man.
Well, why'd he grab the knife?
It was very stupid of him to grab the knife, but how did nobody clock a knife flying through the air? Especially, honestly, at the UN, I feel like you are going to be more knife aware than in any other location.
There's people whose whole job is to look out for flying knives at the UN.
How did they miss that?
Okay, Liana has said, if I were Cary Grant, what would you do? I would simply get a hat and a mustache.
The whole time, he had these tiny sunglasses, the same suit he'd been wearing. And he was like, I'm now in disguise. No one can tell who I am.
And
he's
they
like
kept,
6'9" in Grand Central Station.
They also kept telling who he was. Everyone was like, hey, it's the guy. And then they called the cops on him.
He was on the front page of every newspaper. His photo was behind the desk at Grand Central Station. And he didn't try at all to get a disguise.
He's in New York City.
He's an advertising salesman. He should have advertised himself as a completely different man.
You're an ad man.
Come on.
You should know better than anybody
change
about
the narrative. Bye.
Spin.
Spin yourself as a different human, you idiot.
What a dummy.
It's annoying when they're bad at crime.
Yeah. But lucky him, he ran into a real baddie on the train.
And she said, we both clocked this, quote, I'm 26 and unmarried.
Yeah.
Sienna, you wrote, now you know literally everything there is to know about me, a woman.
I think she says, I'm Eve Kendall. I'm 26 and unmarried. There. Now you know everything. Or something. And I was like, I think that Hitchcock really thinks that's everything.
That's it. Yeah. If she's blonde, 26 and unmarried, I don't need to know anything else.
I'm unmarried.
Which I sort of get, because you could tell she also wanted to get her cheeks clapped respectfully on the train.
You could tell.
So
you could tell because
in that moment, she did tell him everything that he needed to know in order to get her cheeks clapped respectfully.
She could just say that's everything, that you need to know.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, it's not everything about you. You have interests, you have hobbies. You're a spy.
You're literally a spy. Tell him that. Don't tell him that.
Don't tell him that. You know what? Maybe she was just being good at her job. You could tell she wanted to get her cheeks clapped because...
Respectfully.
To be clear, she was very explicitly saying, let's have sex.
Yeah.
And not just that, but she's like, I'm going to blackmail you until you do it with me.
Oh, yeah. I know that you're a fugitive, but you're really hot.
Yeah.
So come bone me in the train compartment.
Literally what her proposition was. She's like, I know exactly who you are. Love your face. And I'm going to be, I don't like my book.
My book is so boring. Will you clap my cheeks?
Respectfully. How did you like their horniness?
Loved it.
They were really all over each other.
Loved it until I learned about the age gap. But that aside,
at least she was 35. Like, at least they were both grown people. It is insane that he was 55 years old.
You're doing math on this episode. Oh, no, you Googled it before.
I Googled it.
Okay. Yes. She had a bit more agency than, like, a 19-year-old
would
have.
Which is usually what it is.
I also appreciated that it was, like, a woman going after what she wanted rather than, like, being coerced or, like, seduced by a man.
Uh-huh.
Everything after it was so annoying. They were like, he clapped her cheeks so respectfully that she fell in love with him.
Yeah.
And doesn't even want to be a spy anymore. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You don't get cheeks clapped respectfully to the point that you leave your career. That's not what it is. That's not how that works.
And then later they're like, well, she had to clap your cheeks. That's why she was a big slut. If she didn't, she'd be killed.
She had to clap your cheeks.
To save her own life.
Give me your cheeks. I gotta clap them.
Or I'll be taken out.
Are you stuck on Lincoln's nose? God, that sounds sexual. We'll be right back.
No, it doesn't. Oh, now it does.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules.
So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit BARTESIAN.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You've written Everyone Run Away, probably.
Yes.
What's that?
Okay. So later, actually, this is a similar note from you.
Oh.
Is, yes, bitch, into the corn you go.
Oh, the plane.
So we get to the plane.
Bisexual plane.
We get to the bisexual plane. We have the bisexual running from the bisexual plane.
Now that's a cheek clap. That plane was clapping his cheeks.
So the plane is trying to clap.
Disrespectfully, I would say.
He's running away. He's saying, this is
very, clapping my cheeks.
Very disrespectful.
Oh, I wish you would stop clapping my cheeks in this way. I do not feel respected.
So he launches himself into the corn.
Yeah, and you do get a glimpse of a butt.
Do you?
I mean, it's in pants, but it's a good butt. You get like the peachy outline of a good butt.
You liked his butt?
In that moment.
Okay.
You don't really see it for the most of the
you
film.
You do see it a couple times in that scene. He does, because he keeps throwing himself on the ground.
Yeah, ass up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, I saw it too.
For a respectful cheek clapping.
Yeah. But it wasn't.
Oh.
Oh. He throws himself into the corn.
Yeah.
And then inhales so much of the...
I was like, what do they spray crops with? Because it seems like it is extremely toxic.
Like, dude, don't inhale.
Simply don't breathe, Carrie. What did you think of the plane sequence?
Oh, well, so what I said about...
Run away, probably.
Yeah, you have
said... Oh, my God.
Yeah, always a good idea to walk toward the burning tank of oil. So
the plane somehow... This is where I was like, all right. Because sometimes when a man makes a film, he'll put something in there that you're like, oh, okay, you just kind of wanted to do that. Like, The Deer Hunter, it was Russian Roulette.
100%.
This movie, it was... They wanted a bisexual plane to chase a bisexual. Yeah. And fine, but then they had the plane crash into an oil truck.
No, you can feel when they're like, we're going to put an explosion somewhere, and audiences are going to fucking
love it.
It's
going to be great. And I was like, okay, but who was piloting the bisexual plane?
Yeah.
Who was driving this truck? Like, that actually doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Like, they just sent him to a cornfield to have him get hit by a plane? Like, there's a much easier way to kill a person.
So, sort of what happens is that the plane goes, and it goes right over him, because he can keep getting...
He goes like, here, we'll do it in a sonic experience way.
Yeah. Oh! That's him jumping to the ground. Oh! That's him going into the corn maze. Stop! Truck! You
stop,
must
truck.
Stop!
Truck?
Truck? Stop here! Now!
And it does.
And it does. It goes.
And he slides under it.
Yes.
He sort of claps the truck's cheeks.
He sort of claps cheeks his with the road. And then...
And the plane crashes into the... And it didn't seem... It seems like it was intentional. I feel like the plane could have avoided the truck.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that weren't the truck that it could have flown in. It could keep flying through the sky, for example. Uh-huh.
The corn, a huge option.
But it was trying to get him.
The open road.
And it got scared. And
oh, I guess that's what it was trying to hit him.
Yeah.
So it was doing whatever it would. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well.
And then they're like, go, it's going to blow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty dumb.
Yeah, a little bit dumb. You've said, how do these women always fall in love with these men? I simply do not believe it.
Are they so good at clapping cheeks that it's just like an unfathomable...
There is absolutely no way that they're good at it.
Great point, first of all. And second of all, it's just always crazy to me. Like, this keeps happening with these femmes fatale
yeah.
who are like, oh, I tried to manipulate you, but then, god damn it, I fell in love with you.
Her origin story is so annoying, too, because it was so badass that she was their agent.
Yeah!
And then she's like, the reason I became an agent... I didn't mean to do that. The reason I became an agent is because I fell in love with the bad guy, and I started following the bad guy around, and then they came to me and they said, if you're already in love with the bad guy, will you follow him around for us?
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's
what she said.
I missed that.
She was into Van Damme, and she was like, and I really wanted to get married to him. Hee hee. But then they came and they said, will you follow him around? And I said, you know what? I haven't done anything else interesting before, so I guess I will.
Oh my god.
But now I'm going to marry you and stop being a spy.
Ew, that's so annoying.
It was so annoying.
Wow.
It's like, can't she just be a baddie?
No,
this is the
ever.
First time he's put a woman in a cool role instead of just killing her.
Right.
Fuck. I know.
I missed that part. That sucks.
It was so annoying.
Boo.
Boo.
Sienna, you said, IDK, maybe leave the shawl.
Do you remember that moment?
It got stuck and they were like, god, we gotta get the shawl back. And I was like, I don't think you do. I really think you can go without a shawl.
As of all the garments, it's the one you can most easily leave behind.
Did you hear the crazy line that he said after that? When
no.
they were in the car? It was something like, I see you brought the pumpkin. It made no sense.
What was he talking about?
I have no idea.
Was it because she was wearing orange?
Maybe. Maybe that's, yeah, she retrieved the shawl and he was like, ah, pumpkin. Can Cary Grant see?
I can't be sure about that. He was wearing sunglasses the whole time. We don't know.
Oh, a big orange thing. It must be a pumpkin.
Oh, a pumpkin?
I'm going to clap its cheeks.
That line was improvised. Every now and then there's a few things where you just
kind of
says
that? Right. I think it's a pumpkin.
Yes, you said the titular Northwest.
That little airport at the end. They're going into a little airport and it says on the top above the doorway, Northwest.
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
Okay.
But I think that came after the title of the movie. Because I was like, oh, I guess it's the Northwest Airport? But then
no.
What's north by it?
I think the title's actually really bad.
North by?
By? Okay. All right. They were outing Cary Grant. Now I get it. Very progressive of them.
He's tall, north. He's bisexual,
by.
It's the Northwest.
It's the Northwest.
Well, Sienna, shall
yes.
we move in a northwesterly direction?
Ah.
To our segment, Badges and Trages.
Please.
I feel like we should do these with a Slim Jim, like a recently had a Slim Jim energy.
Yes. Let's both eat a Slim Jim.
Eat.
Okay. This is the segment where we give badges for bisexuals and trages for biplanes. I have a badge for a train.
Oh,
wonderful to spend time on a train.
I have a badge for the line, you're late and I'm tired, when his secretary wanted to take a taxi instead of walking.
I have a badge for older women getting to speak. There were a few older women characters and it was more fun than when they don't get to speak.
Badge for a nice mansion.
Oh, yeah. Badge for bribing your own mom with money. That's funny.
Badge for, quote, I have tickets to the theater this evening. As someone who has said that in even a medical context, I love it.
Badge for Cary Grant's charcoal gray and jet black color mix throughout this.
You love that suit?
I was his dark hair with his bluish suit.
People
I mean, I
threw ass for that suit.
Really?
Somebody was like, it is the best suit in cinema.
I think I agree with that.
A badge for lying down on the nearest horizontal surface. When he's really drunk at the police station, he climbs up on a table. And I was like, yeah.
Someone needed to give that man some water. Oh, a badge for a badass taxi driver. When he's like, get me to the UN. He's like, hey, listen, I'm being followed. Can you do anything? And the taxi driver is like, yeah, I can do something.
And then he gets him to the UN.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Badge for a gorgeous sunset.
Aw.
Yeah.
Badge for cone. It's a badge for corn, but I'm imitating the corn kid from TikTok fame.
Oh, it's corn. Badge for myself predicting that the plane scene was from this movie.
Okay. That's great.
Huge badge.
That's great.
I clapped mine own cheeks.
You've heard of hoisted by mine own petard?
This was the opposite.
Oh, badge for the dress that she wears at the hotel scene.
That was a good one.
Is amazing.
Badge for a park ranger punching him in the face.
I also have a badge for that.
Yay.
We must make a meme of that shot.
Okay.
A badge for such satisfying and effective cursive carry.
What? My final badge is a badge for this handwriting.
Okay.
I just got chills.
When he writes on the matchbook.
Uh-huh.
In cursive.
It was hot.
It was really
that
good work.
That is some hot handwriting. That handwriting clapped my cheeks. It's the new, like, that really floats my boat.
Yeah.
That really claps my cheeks.
I have a lot more badges.
Oh, boy.
Badge for great hand acting, Eve. When he throws down the matchbook at her, she has to pick it up and act like she just saw, noticed it and be surprised. And be scared, mostly with her hands.
Okay.
It was all from the back.
Mm-hmm.
Badge for... No, they didn't give me a chaser.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Badge for the horny lady in the hospital.
No. I hated that.
You hated that?
I hated that so much.
Is that your trichus?
No.
All right, then.
Oh, whoa. Okay, it is now.
I'm kidding. I liked the horny lady. Why didn't you like her? Because it was so stupid and annoying and Hitchcocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Badge for tense and engaging house scene. The one scene where I was like, this is a suspense film, was the one in the house.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
It's Hitchcock doing his thing. And then badge for her little slippers in the very last scene when they lean in married.
Oh.
Against their marriage because it made them both boring. But. Yeah. She was wearing the cutest little slippers that I would love to wear.
Oh, love that.
They just did it differently back then when it came to slippers. All right, trages?
A trage for the way that guy held a cigarette. One of the cronies held a cigarette in the weakest way I've ever seen anyone hold anything. Gave me the ick.
Did not clap your cheeks.
My cheeks were unclapped.
I have a trage for fat phobia. The very first thing that Cary Grant says is he's like, am I heavy?
Oh, yeah.
Think thin.
Oh, yeah.
I hate fat. I was like, what?
Oh. Trage for telling your mom to shut up. No one should be allowed to say shut up to their mother. I don't think it is respectful.
That is true. I think it's a very good rule of thumb. Trage for I'm a big girl and in all the right places, too. Okay, that's just gross. That just sounded gross, you guys saying that.
I hated that. Trage for that guy's hand on the woman's neck. Van Damme's hand on the back of her neck.
Oh, yeah. Trage for just the sexist rage that Carrie has.
Mm-hmm.
The slut-shaming rage he has for her. Do you have a similar one?
My next trage is for him calling her a slut when he also was a slut.
He literally, when he finds out that she's working with the bad guys, he's less mad at the guys who want to kill him than he's at her for having sex with him.
Yeah.
He's so mad at her. He's
so
like,
mad that she clapped his cheeks.
I can't believe this woman. Do you know about this dirty, dirty woman?
And calls finally, her a tramp?
Yeah.
Come on.
And finally, the CIA guy is like, you know that she probably had to do that for her job. Also, like, the other guys want to kill you. And he's like, oh, I feel bad.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, now that a man pointed it out.
So it just becomes extremely sexist.
Mm-hmm. Trage for, quote, she'd become emotionally in love.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's how you do it. Okay, and final trage. It's actually, I'm not mad at anyone. But how are actresses at this time so good at taking off shoes in a beautiful way? These actresses can take off a shoe with perfect posture and look just gorgeous.
You know what I think it was?
What?
Pantyhose. The shoe is so much easier to slip off.
Oh, so they can just whoop, instead of having to grab it and sort of yank it. Mm-hmm. Not as much yanking.
No.
Nobody thinks about that with the death of the pantyhose.
Trage for, quote, an attractive blonde in her late 20s, end quote. First of all, she's a woman, not just an attractive piece of cheek. Second of all, 26 is not late 20s, okay? 26 is at latest early 20s, especially in this town. Trage for, what zoning laws allowed them to build a huge house in walking distance from Mount Rushmore? I don't believe it. Trage for a spy, she's pretty helpless. She couldn't really do anything. When they were rappelling down Mount Rushmore, she was like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, ma'am, you are the spy.
You're the spy.
And finally, a trage for, that was a terrible scene transition.
Which
the
one?
Way that Hitchcock ends his movies is bad, okay? Yeah. He doesn't know how to do it. None of them have been good. This one was no different. They're looking at each other and she's like screaming on a cliff, and then he pulls her into the bed of a train compartment.
That was bad.
And I said, boo.
Yeah. Well, Liana, now that we've done badges and trages,
yes.
Shall we move on to our next segment?
Please.
How to pretend you've seen this film. This is for you are in a hotel lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get a hold of your mom. You are calling her and calling her, and she will not pick up, and
Kaplan?
And Kaplan comes up to you. Kaplan comes up to you, and he says, trying to get a hold of your mom, huh? I love my mom.
I bribe her all the time.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I hate her.
And she hates me.
And she hates me too.
She keeps coming to my trials, and I keep saying, you don't help.
But you know what calling your mom reminds me of? Oh, such a good movie, such a good movie. Perhaps the movie to end all movies, they say.
A movie with a title that makes so much sense.
My favorite title. North by Northwest. I am going to tell you so much about it.
And in order to stop Kaplan from clapping his cheeks at you about this movie, we're going to give you a few sentences you can say to pretend you've seen the film North by Northwest.
Oh, yes, I've seen North by Northwest, Kaplan. You know, one of the most famous set pieces in cinema is that plane scene with the biplane. Very famous. I know it. I've seen it.
Kaplan, and I pop out from right behind you and I say, actually, Kaplan, an additional fun fact, that plane was bisexual.
And then I pop out from behind you and I say, Kaplan, another thing, I have seen this film, and to prove it, I'll tell you, The Matchbook is a great example of plant and payoff in movies. You see it up top and then it comes back towards the end.
And then I crawl out from between your legs. I crawl out from between your legs and I say, Kaplan, I'm sorry. We have to go because a very tall man just walked into this hotel and we have no place to sleep tonight. So we're going to have some trout with him.
And I, ignoring that, crawl on top of your head like a possum. And I say, Kaplan! Kaplan!
And I am wobbling.
Kaplan! I also forgot to say one fun fact earlier, which is that Hitchcock said to Ava Marie Saint, he said, girl, you do not need to do these dramatic movies like that freaking pigeon movie. What women want to see is they don't want to see a movie in front of a sink because they spend all day in front of the sink already.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that. And to that, Ava said, well, I like those dramas, so I'm going to keep doing them.
Ooh.
So a fun fact for you about how our man sees women.
Mm-hmm. And then we wobble so much that you start to get very dizzy. You say, whoa. And I said, Kaplan, a little fun fact. This is actually how Hitchcock got the idea for the film Vertigo.
A callback to a few of our separate old Hitchcock episodes. Please go listen.
I'm a man on Lincoln's walls.
And now that you have sent Kaplan far, far, far northwest, we may move on to our segment, Should You Watch This Or, where we save you time by telling you if you should watch this or do something else. Liana.
Oh. No, you don't need to watch this movie. What you could watch instead is a piece of art that has a far better auction scene in it. And that would be the filming of the live performance of the 25th anniversary performance of The Phantom of the Opera as performed at the Royal Albert Concert Hall in London, England.
I think last time you said that whole thing, I cut it.
I own it on iTunes. It is perfection.
Wow.
That auction scene is so good. I'll show it to you after this.
Okay. It doesn't sound like I have a choice.
Nope. Sienna, what would you say?
I have a recommendation if you like to be thrilled, if you like thrilling things.
Okay.
You would hate it, Liana. You hate it so much.
Is it a Slim Jim?
Yeah, it's called a Slim Jim.
It's so thrilling.
It is thrill to eat. Actually, that's a good recommendation. I do like the show The Flight Attendant. That was a recent one that is like a thriller.
Mae Martin is on that.
There is a lot of blood. Oh. Yes, Mae Martin is on it. Season 2.
Yes.
It was just, I was thinking, it's on a plane. It's traveling, you know.
Espionage, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of the same stuff going on. But it's sort of modern day, and the outfits,
Ooh.
That's really why I'm tuning in. Some people had problems with season 2. I thought the outfits were great. Yeah, so you can check that out if you're looking for something of today that is thrilling and doesn't have too many scenes, in my opinion.
Love that. Great rec. Sienna, what would you rate the film?
Oh, shit.
North by Northwest.
Can you go first? Do you know?
I just didn't really care about it. Like, I wasn't offended by it as I have been.
Yeah.
I wasn't as offended by it as I have been many of the movies that we've had to watch, especially recently.
Yeah.
And it wasn't impossible to watch because there wasn't really any gruesome violence.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't really care. I would give it 1 out of 5 cheeks clapped. Only one of the two cheeks was clapped that day. It was fine.
Yeah.
Some of it was sort of interesting. There were some jokes in there that I enjoyed. I thought Cary Grant was fun to watch.
Yeah.
Did not enjoy the age difference between him and his co-leads. And it was pretty slow moving.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an interesting one. I liked Ava Marie Saint a lot. And I love Cary Grant in a lot of things. And some parts were fun. I guess I'll give it a 2. Two Cary Grants. let's just be real. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
2 Cary Grants out of 5. It was fine. It wasn't the worst thing on the list. I think I usually give ones to ones I don't like as much. So I guess I'll give her a 2. And I loved that suit. I mean, come on. That was a great suit.
All right. The Slim Jim of suits.
It was a Slim Jim of suits. Yeah. And their horniness was delightful.
Yeah.
So sure. That's what I'm feeling.
Sure.
Sure.
Well, everybody, there you go.
That has been North by Northwest. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh.
Remember to follow us at Toss Popcorn on
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. More importantly, even than that, our Patreon.
Our Patreon.
Please subscribe. It really makes a difference in our day-to-day lives.
And the more people that are there, we have more incentive to do fun things.
We have a fun Discord server if you want to hop in the Toss Popcorn group chat. Mm-hmm. It's a great little vibe.
It's going to be cute and using our creative little minds.
We post deleted scenes on there. We post exclusive memes. Uh-huh. There is content that you are going to want to see on that Patreon.
Trust us.
Uh-huh. And we'll see you next week when we will be watching...
No! Are you fucking kidding me? Jaws!
My cheeks have been so unclapped by this reveal. I am cheekless. Boo!
Wowee. Well, we'll see you next week on Tossed Popcorn.
Thank you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bisexual.
Oh. Yes. You can find us on Instagram as at Sienna Jekyll and at Liana Holston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode.
See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
I should have told people to go to the Pacific Northwest. Fuck, stupid, stupid.
No, you tell them that every time.
Oh, yeah, they already know.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.